the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry 2013 Christmas Luncheon with speaker Shannon Quintana. Its theme is Peace, taken from John 14:27. For more information about the Heart to Heart Ministry, please call Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach at 714-891-9495 or go to our website at www.refugefamily.com. Now let's join Shannon and the ladies.
I was babysitting for a friend of mine. They have a little 6 or 7 month old, and they haven't been able to get out much. It's their first baby. And it was her birthday, and I said, let me come over and babysit him. They call me Auntie Shannon, so he's like my little nephew. So I got to go over there and watch him, and he was a little fussy after he went to bed, so I went in to rock him. And kids love me. You should just know this. Children love me. I'm the fun auntie. I'm the one who gets them all riled up and then gives them to, you know, somebody else, gives them back to mom. Well, anyway, I was rocking little Liam, just really enjoying it because my little ones are 10 and 11 now. So I was really enjoying the time holding a little baby, and they had a little music player on in there, and I recognized a song, and he was a little bit fussy. And I started humming, you know, to it. And if you don't know me, I sing. Like, it's what I do. This kid doesn't know that I'm a singer. So I start humming, and he had his head laid down my chest, and he just shot up and went, ah. And I was like, okay, we won't be singing. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that had to be a fluke. He doesn't know. Kids love me. Kids love when I sing to them. I'm going to try this again. See if it's a fluke or not. So I tried again, and sure enough, he shot his head up. Ah, get out of here, you're not my mom. It just cracked me up because I was trying to give him peace and totally doing the opposite. But he ended up going to sleep, and I was very proud of myself that I still have the touch. But Christmas is the time of year when we're running around crazy, right? What are we out searching for? What are you, gifts, exact, presents, says my child, presents. Skateboards. Little hint, just in case I forget, you can all remind me that that's what she wants. If you're anything like me, you spend a ton of time trying to pick out that perfect gift, right? If you're giving somebody one gift, you want it to be perfect. We stress ourselves out running around, trying to find the perfect gift. And then comes Christmas morning, right? When everybody opens their gifts and you get to open your gifts, and some you truly, really do love. Then there are the others where you're like, oh, as you're visually digging for the gift receipt underneath all the tissue paper, hoping that it's there so you can go return it tomorrow, right? But it's this season where we're all trying to get that perfect gift. But there's a gift that I want to talk to you guys today about that we all want, something that we all search for, but it's something that we always kind of can feel is a little bit unattainable, and it's peace. Like I said, it's on your table. Who here wants peace? All of us at one point or another, we need that peace. Why does it feel like it's so hard to get sometimes? Maybe you're working and your job is crazy. Maybe you're a mom and your kids are crazy, or maybe they're not crazy, but being a mom is just crazy anyway, right? It takes up so much of you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm probably have scabs on my knees from how much I need to pray myself through it. But the thing is that we get that little bit of peace and we have it for a little while, but then we're always kind of left wanting, right? Does anybody ever feel that way? You're like, goodness gracious, I just want some peace and quiet. The world around us just rushes by, doesn't it? Don't you sometimes wish you could just stop everything? It feels like, how can everybody still be running around me when I am going crazy? Sometimes you just feel like you want things to stop. Just turn it all off. Like the song that Bethany just sang about being still. Lord, let me be still. Is anybody not good at being still like me? Please make me feel better. I'm so bad at being still. And I'm in this season of being still before the Lord. Not leading worship here as much has been really hard for me. I miss it. I miss you guys. I miss what I'm doing. But the time that the Lord has called me apart for right now is to be peaceful with Him. And I'm learning how to be still. I'm still learning. But how do we find peace? Us humans, how do we look for peace? We all search for it, right? We all want it, especially after a day of shopping. What do you think your feet might need? A little foot massage, right? That's my favorite kind of massage. You know, you can get on a monthly program at Massage Envy, and you can get a massage every month. Just, it's a gift. Oh, you could get somebody that as a gift. I don't even work for Massage Envy, but it's a great thing. What else do we do? We go shopping, get some retail therapy until we regret later how much we just spent on our retail therapy and the cookies and the hot cocoa that we got because we needed to fuel ourselves for shopping. I mean, how are we supposed to shop without fuel? You know what? Actually, speaking of massage, let me go back to that for a second. I went and got a massage one time. I think it might have been at Massage Envy. And when I get a massage, I want like a massage. I don't want to feel like somebody's just scratching my back. I want them to work out those kinks and get them out for me. I don't want to leave feeling the exact same way, right? So I go in, and the massage therapist, you know, they have their little clipboard. They're like, okay, well, what kind of pressure would you like today? And so I always say firm pressure. And she goes, deep tissue, I'm up. Yes, that sounds great. So she leaves, and I get ready. Don't they never give you enough time? You're like, oh, yep, totally ready. You got to get that sheet up before they come in. They don't give you enough time. Anyway, someday I just want to go in there and like take 15 minutes and be like, no, I'm still not ready. Just let them think, I wonder what she's doing in there. Peppermint lotions. No, I'm just kidding. So I told her I wanted deep tissue. So she comes in and she gets started and oh my stars and gardens. I felt like I was literally going to die. You know, I'm supposed to be really relaxed and this is me time and I'm supposed to enjoy this and feel like it's a stress release, but I'm like trying to take a breath every time she lets up because as soon as she goes, I'm like, bruh. It's like labor. Like I'm practicing my, you know what I'm saying? Has anybody ever had a massage like that where you feel like you're going to die or is it just me? You have, Emmy? Okay. But the problem was, I wouldn't tell her. Apparently, I'm too prideful to be like, could you let up just a little bit? She's like, how's that pressure? She's got her elbow digging all the way up my spine. I could just see her behind me like, how's that pressure? As it's probably pretty obvious when I'm going, ugh! Right? Anyway, she did ask me, and I was like, it's perfect. It's so good. I need to work on my pride a little bit, I guess. But what else do we do for peace, for our humanly peace? We take a bubble bath, right? Until you see those little fingers coming up underneath the bathroom door. Mommy! This peace that we seek, it lasts for a little while, but then it fades, right? When you get a good massage, it should feel good. Just for disregard my lack of humility from that little massage experience that I had. But what if there's a different kind of peace that we can seek after? What if there's a peace that lasts? Well, let's look at, you don't have to, you probably didn't bring your Bible, so I'll just read it to you. This peace is a gift for us. It's our verse that's on all your little invitations or tickets that you had, our poster. It's John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid. This is Jesus speaking to us. He says he's giving us his peace. He's leaving it with us. More importantly, he says he doesn't give as the world gives. Well, what does that mean? How does the world give? Well, isn't peace temporary? The world's peace is temporary. When I go get a massage, I feel great, except for that one. When I go shopping, I feel great. But then later on, something happens and I don't feel so great anymore. Now my day's ruined because maybe I couldn't get dinner on the table or maybe I burned dinner, which happens sometimes, right, Emmy? Uh-huh, yep, so supportive. But it's one. My point is that the world's peace, the kind of peace that you can get from the things that we do for ourselves to feel a little more peaceful, they don't last forever, do they? Think about a massage parlor again. I don't know why I keep going back to massage, but they don't have like a guy working with a jackhammer outside and playing rock music and serving black coffee when you go get a massage, do they? Would that be very relaxing to you? You hear this outside and kind of rock music? No way. They set the scene. They've got the, you know, whale slash, I don't know what kind of music you would call that. Probably massage, but you know how you hear those, you hear the whale. A little bit of piano here and there, but usually it's a humpback whale call sort of thing happening. They've got that happening. They've got cucumber water, peppermint lotions. They set the scene. Because when everything's going really well, aren't we at peace? When I'm in that environment, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is a good environment. It's easy to have peace when life is easy, right? When things are going well, of course we'd have peace. Of course, when things are going well, we would naturally just be at ease. We wouldn't be worried because we don't have anything to stress out about. But what about when everything falls apart? What then? What if you lose your job? What if you get sick? What if your husband leaves? What if the unthinkable happens? How are you supposed to have peace then? On December 20th of last year, almost a year ago, some old friends of ours had a daughter named Lenya. And you may have heard this story. She was 5 years old. She had an asthma attack and very quickly flew from the arms of her daddy here on earth to the arms of her daddy in heaven, 5 days before Christmas. As a mom, I think about presents under the tree that never got opened. I think about a little tiny bed that's empty. And I think about one less forehead to kiss on Christmas Eve to say, I'll see you in the morning. The amazing thing to me is that this family, Levi Lusco and Jenny Lusco, I've watched them for the last year. No, I don't know them. I don't hang out with them personally, but on Instagram and Facebook. I've watched them grieve and I've watched them mourn, but I've watched them do that with hope and peace. Why? Because they walk with Jesus and they have Jesus' peace. Do they hide it and go, we're great, we're awesome, this is what God wanted for us, we're so good? No. They talk about the pain. They talk about how much it hurts, but they talk about the peace that they can have knowing where she is. Anybody relate to that? You ever gone through something in your life where you're just kind of shocked? How am I doing okay right now? Or you have friends who come up to you and say, how are you all right now? Isn't that an open door for you to say, it's not me, it's Jesus, right? Because the peace of the world is based on our circumstances, right? We already talked about that. We're just fine when everything's going fine. But when something like this happens, it can shake you, can't it? Can totally shake you to the core. That, for me, is the unthinkable. And I would love to say that I would be able to mourn the way they do. And I can only pray that whatever the Lord has ahead for me, I will be able to be at peace with it. And the only way we can is if we're walking with Jesus. But peace from God is different. The peace that God gives is not based on our circumstances. The peace that God gives is based on God. And do you know what the Bible says about God? He never, what? Changes. He is always constant. He is always the same. So when my world is crashing and crumbling around me, I can still know that my God is the same. He has not forgotten about me. And I can have peace even if the unthinkable happens. And in the midst of that strife and disappointment, God remains the same. And he offers us that peace. Notice that it says he offers us peace. When somebody talks about offering something to me, I think present. There's a gift. Somebody's offering me cookies. If my neighbor comes and gives me cookies or whatever it might be, they're giving me something. If I brought a present to my friend's house, all wrapped up, all pretty, does that necessarily mean they're going to open it? I mean, of course, we would want to open it, but they have to open it, correct? Am I right? Yes. They have to receive it, right? But here's what I want to say. I was thinking about this morning as I was going over my notes, is I was raised in the church. I grew up knowing that God loved me. I had a great childhood, one that I'm really blessed with. I didn't have anything really bad happen to me when I was a kid or anything like that, but some of you have. Some of you have had really difficult lives. And maybe if I say to you, God wants to give you something, you would say, I don't want anything from him. Where has he been? Where was he when this happened? Where was he when that happened? He was right there with you, waiting to offer you this peace. And that's why you're here today. Why you're here in this room today. God has this gift of peace just waiting to give the whole world. But some of us don't receive it. I don't receive it sometimes. I can have peace in the Lord, and sometimes I think I'm going to choose stress today, Lord, rather than your peace. I'll get back to you later. But honestly, God offers that to us, but sometimes we reject it. Why? Why would we reject such an amazing gift? I think that we don't receive it is because we don't believe it. Did you like that rhyme? I'm a songwriter. But the reason that we don't receive this gift is because maybe we don't even believe it's there. Maybe it sounds like a fairy tale. Yeah, right, I can have peace. My husband's gone. Did you hear about that? This happened in my life. Did you hear about this that happened? How am I supposed to have this peace that you keep talking about? Maybe we don't believe that God's really telling the truth. In order to believe that you can have peace, you have to believe what the Bible says, the whole amount of the Bible. You have to believe that it's available for you. And you know what's cool about this gift? And I don't know if this does it for you guys, but sometimes us women like to be parts of exclusive clubs. I shop at Fresh and Easy, and I feel pretty exclusive that I have my friend's card, and I have a $10 off coupon every single time I go. But don't we like to be members of an exclusive club and get something that's exclusive? Have you ever flown first class? Who here has flown first class? Raise your hand proudly. I'm so jealous of you. I've never flown first class. Oh, that's okay, it's not important. I have the peace of God. When my husband and I came back from a kind of like a mission trip to Europe a few months ago, and we were coming back home from Germany, so we had a 10-hour flight ahead of us. And we were in the airport, and I saw these two families with these two little boys, darling little boys. But I looked at my husband and I go, I hope they're not sitting next to us. I love children. Like I said, children love me. I just wasn't traveling with my children, and I didn't want to sit with other little children that weren't my responsibility. So we get on the plane. I'm gonna let you probably already know what happened, right? Yeah. Yeah. So you already know that he was in the vicinity, but I'll tell you what, he was right behind me. Cutest little boy, right behind me. In a car seat, poor thing. I mean, he doesn't understand. He's in a plane for 10 hours in a car seat. All he wants is out. So his way of trying to tell them he wanted to get out was just to do this the whole 10 hours. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Just thinking about how I'm just completely eating my words right now. Mind you, as we're walking on the plane, we're walking past the first class passengers. And on those big international flights, it's not just a little extra room and a glass of champagne. It's like a bed. It's like a footrest, and they can stretch out, and they're sitting there sipping your champagne. You're sipping my champagne? No, I'm just kidding. They're sipping their champagne while you're trying to lug your stuff, and you're bumping everybody, and then you get in your seat that's back there by the bathroom in the tail of the plane, right? And then people are bumping you, and the cart bumps you every time they walk past. You get to see these awesome first-class passengers getting to be a part of their exclusive club that you're not a part of. It was a fun flight. It was great. We were happy to be home and sleeping in our own beds. But they had to do something to end up in first class. There wasn't somebody in the airport that just went, hey, you want to sit in first class? Sure. I mean, if that was it, we would all be dressed into the nines when we got there, holding up a sign that says, I want to sit in first class. My point is that a gift is offered only to those, this gift of peace, I should say, is only offered to those who believe. Just like the gift, well, they really are paying for it, but the gift of first class is offered to those who are part of the club, right? Not saying being a Christian is part of a club and it's all about a club. Really receiving the Lord is just about receiving Jesus and saying, I want peace. Do you feel bad about coming to God just because you want to feel better? Because I want to tell you what, that's probably why every single one of us came in the first place. You don't want to feel guilty. You don't want to feel bad all the time. And when you come to the Lord because you want relief, from there he shows you that it's more than just coming to him to feel better. It's more than just a massage time. It's a completely different life. Who can attest to your life is completely different now because you follow God? Completely different purpose. To have peace in the struggles. There's been things that I've gone through in my life where I look back and I can't believe that we have survived. Do you turn around and you're like the children of Israel going, dude, we totally just walked through the Red Sea. Did you see that? Did that really just happen? You know, you're pinching yourself. It's the same sort of thing. Did we really walk through that? Or you think about the person you used to be and you're like, I can't even imagine myself being that person anymore. I was texting my husband last night. He's in the Philippines. And I get a text here and there, and sometimes he can text back and sometimes he can't. But I was like, yeah, just pray for the message today. You know, just been under really heavy attack this week, which always happens before I'm about to speak or lead worship somewhere. The enemy just gets at me about my past or about my mistakes or about anything. And my husband's like, just remember that you're a different person now. You're not who you used to be. And you're walking with the Lord and he's going to use you. How encouraging is that? To know that it's not about who you used to be at all. Because you can come to the Lord. He offers it to you. It has nothing to do with who you used to be, what you used to do. Because that voice that speaks in the back of your mind that tells you you can't come because of that, that is not God. That's the enemy. The devil. Who wants you to stay in that state. Well, I can't really go to God because of this. I can't really go to God because of this. You know what? The enemy tells me that every single day. But he hasn't won, has he? Who's won? God has won. God is victorious. The enemy is beat, and that's why he keeps trying to get at you. Because he's just mad. He's like a little temper tantrum boy. The little boy behind me. It's like the little boy behind me. I want this one. I don't want God to have this one. That's funny. I just thought of that. But like I said, we don't receive this gift because we don't believe it. And believing it, then we have to receive it. That requires an action on our part, doesn't it? A lot of times we don't want to make a change in our life because we have to do something. God's not asking us to jump through hoops. He's asking us to come to him and decide to make changes that make us look a lot more like him. C.S. Lewis said, if you want to get warm, you move near the fire. If you want joy, peace, eternal life, you must get close to what has them. God can't give us peace and happiness apart from him because there is no such thing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. The only place that we can get this lasting peace is in God. God can't offer us anything less than his amazing peace. Yet we seek after these little things. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying a massage or shopping or all those things are bad. Go for it. But don't seek after that as what's going to make you feel better and get you through the holiday season. Because there's going to be more to come. Most of us have heard the serenity prayer. Has everybody heard the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There's some things we can't change. Levi and Jenny Lesko can't bring little Lenya back. We can't always heal the disease. We can't always make that husband come back or our children come back to the Lord. We cannot fix all the suffering in the whole wide world. I look at the pictures my husband sent back from the Philippines and I'm thinking, wow, you guys are there for 10 days. There's so much to do. And it can be overwhelming thinking of all the things in the world that we wish that we could change, the things that we wish we could make better. But we're not powerless. We can't change all those things, but it doesn't mean that we're powerless. We have a choice to make. There are things you can change, though. The first change that you can make is to accept this offer of peace that God offers you, to receive the gift that he's giving you. Can you imagine if God was standing here today with a gift and he was like, hey, I want to give you this. And you're like, no, I don't want it. Where were you in this? Where were you in that? In reality, if God was standing before us, we'd all probably fall down dead because we wouldn't be able to handle the glory, right? But hypothetically, follow me. He's offering us this peace that stays in the midst of a storm, the peace that stays if your husband doesn't, the peace that stays if your sickness stays, a peace that doesn't leave. I don't know why I would ever turn that down. I don't know why some days I choose stress over peace. But I have Jesus in my life, so the days that I'm not walking with peace are the days that I'm choosing stress over peace. Amen? Has anybody been choosing stress over peace in the last couple days, table hostesses? I was a table hostess once. We all know our limits. We all know our boundaries. I have my gifts. It's just not table hosting. But the gift of peace is wrapped up in the most precious sacrifice. It wasn't free. You all know what I'm about to say, don't you? Jesus died on the cross to give us peace. Don't we look at that flippantly? We even look at Jesus being a baby in a manger flippantly, because we've been saying it every year for however many years. But it is no small thing that Jesus, that God sent his only son to die for you and for me. It is no small thing. And you might be saying, yeah, I know, I've heard this and I hear this every Christmas. I get it. But wait a second. Have you received it? Because getting it is different than receiving it, right? Like, I can go give my sister a present, but until she opens it and receives this gift that I spent a really long time picking out for her. Until she receives it, she hasn't received my gift. She doesn't know how much I love her. So God's peace is offered. It's available for you. It's exclusive to those who believe. And it's lasting because it doesn't depend on you. It depends on God. And you know what I want you to know is that it's not a mistake that you're here today. And I don't mean you're in the wrong place. Like, maybe you were like, oh, I thought I was at a different church for a different event. No. What I mean is, you might think you're here today because your friend invited you, or because you were available today, or because it just seemed like fun. But you're here because the God who created the heavens and the earth and you handpicked you to be here today. It is not by chance that any one of us is here. Do you know that before the dawn of time, God knew you? He did. Whether you've chosen to know him or not, he knew you and he knows you. And we come in here sometimes as women and we put on our pretty faces. Yeah, it's so great. Almost done with my Christmas shopping. It's really great. I'm doing this, doing that. You know, we put on our pretty faces and we put on our pretty dresses and we tell people we're all right when we're really not, right? I do it. I'm really bad about being really, really open with people as I stand here with my arms crossed. This is an unopened person. If I'm really not ready to talk, I'd go like this. But don't we come in here and we put on our happy faces and we say we're fine. Are you? Because you've got a lot of women in this place that want to reach out and love you with the love of Jesus. I know that I would not be where I am today without the peace of God. I know that there are things that could have crushed me. things that could have dragged me down, ruined everything. But God, in his amazing grace, offers me peace still. That's nuts. That's crazy, right? Have you totally wronged God like a million times? We have, haven't we? Does he love you still? Yes! Isn't that amazing? He does. He brought you here today because he loves you. Even the table hostesses, you're not here today just because you're hosting a table. You're here because God wanted you to. So have you been trying to figure out how to have peace and coming up empty? Sorry. I ruin the best moments sometimes. Anyway, are you craving this peace that I'm talking about? This lasting peace. Not the kind of peace you get from a massage or getting your nails done or shopping or the bubble bath with the kids in the background. But the peace that lasts. Because you know what, ladies? If you walked in here today burdened and heavy and just you barely got in here and you're like, when are we done? Because I have to go get that Christmas shopping done. I have to get my tree. I have to decorate my tree. I have to do all these things. I don't want you to walk out those doors as heavily burdened as you did when you walked in. I really don't. Did you come in here burdened today? Thinking about all those things that you have to get taken care of? I don't want you to leave today the same. You don't want to leave today the same either. That's no way to spend this holiday where we're supposed to be celebrating Jesus. Because yes, the gifts and everything are great, but when it comes down to it, Jesus wants you to have peace. That's his gift for you. Will you receive the gift that he's offering to you? I wanna pray, and I'm almost done, but I wanna pray for you ladies. And I'm not gonna ask anybody to come forward or anything, but I do wanna say that if you came today and you don't know Jesus, man, he wants to know you. He already does know you, but he wants you to know him. He wants you to let him in. He wants you to let him in so he can bring you that peace that you're searching for. Are things totally crumbling around you? Maybe you have a similar story to the Lesko family. I'm so sorry. Whatever burdens you brought in here today, the things that are happening, I'm so sorry. But you're not on your own. Know that Jesus knows every single thing that you're thinking right now. When I say that one thing that you brought in here today, that's the first thing that came to your mind. That's it. God knows. He doesn't want you to carry that anymore. He wants you to let him help you. So I want to pray, and Bethany's going to come up and we're going to close with one song, but I just want us all to close our eyes and pray. And as I pray, if that's something, a choice that you want to make, I encourage you to do that. And I can be up here at the end, or some of the leaders maybe at the end. If there's anybody that you want to pray with, don't leave. If there's something that is just like right now as I'm saying it, you're like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here now. You know that feeling? That's the Holy Spirit is telling you, go talk to him. Go pray. Come to me. And you're like, I got to go right now. I got to get out of this place. Don't leave. Stay, because we want to talk to you. We don't want you to feel burdened anymore. I want you to have peace, peace that lasts, peace that doesn't go away, that in the midst of the strife and the struggle, people can go, wow, how are you okay right now? And you get to say, it's Jesus, it's not me. See, that's what God does. He heals us, but makes it so that we can only say, it's totally him. Because if my peace depends on myself, I will be a stress case constantly. So ladies, let's all pray as Bethany comes up. Let's go ahead and pray together. And let's pray. God, we come before you, Lord, and I just thank you so much for all the gifts that you give us today, Lord. Specifically today, Lord, we thank you for the peace that you offer us. And I pray, God, that you would just fall upon this place, God. I pray for those women who have come today and they've been heavily burdened, Lord. And when I talk about things that they're burdened with, they already have that one thing in their mind, God. And so I pray, Lord, that during this season when things just get crazy and things just get nutty, Lord, and we're trying to just keep it together, Lord, I pray that you would help us, Father God, to depend on you for what we need. Jesus, for people in here who don't know you, who came for just a great lunch, I pray, God, that you would impress upon their hearts their need for you, Lord. I pray that you would help us, God, to lean on one another. You've given us each and every person in this room, God. You've perfectly placed us here. We thank you for bringing us today, God. And I pray that you would help us, Lord, to continue to learn how to be at peace, even when things are crazy, God. I pray that you would help us to seek after you, that we wouldn't seek after our human efforts, God, to keep ourselves at peace, God. We thank you that you give us a peace that lasts. And I pray that you're the one that we would seek after, God. We thank you for your presence here, God, and I pray that you would continue to be with us, Lord, as we sing these songs to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So wake up, wake up, wake up, all you sleepers, stand up. Oh, stand up, stand up, all you dreamers, hands up, hands up, hands up, all believers, take up your cross and carry it on.
This has been a presentation of the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry at Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about this ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.